yes, Father.
I exalt thee, Jesus. I exalt thee, O Lord. I exalt thee. I exalt thee. I exalt thee.
Worthy of our praise tonight. Amen. He's worthy of all of our praise. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. God bless you again. It's so good to be here. Just a real treat to be here twice in 1 month. That's just wonderful for me, and see your smiling faces. It's amen. It's always a pleasure to speak here, and we just appreciate the confidence in a young minister, you know, to have us out and certainly take it as a great honor and a great responsibility tonight. And you know, I just feel like sometimes a young minister, you get so much imposter syndrome, you know. And you know how that is, Brother Andrew. And you just, we're doing what we can for the Lord. And you know, I was preaching in Petrolia, Canada. Turn to Psalm 25 while we're kind of relaxing here. But I was preaching in Petrolia, Canada here a few months ago, and they put me in a bed and breakfast, and we were staying there, and there was an older couple that happened to be there. They actually were from Australia, and the man happened to be a Methodist pastor, actually. And so we had a nice little chat, and he asked the question. He found out I was a minister and asked the question that you always get, you know, so you went to school and studied and got your degree in ministry? And I said, well, no. I said, I'm just what you call an enthusiastic amateur. That's what I am tonight, is an enthusiastic amateur, and much to learn, but I certainly am passionate about the word of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And grateful for the opportunity to speak the word tonight. And so we're in the 25th chapter of Psalms, and I just want to take the 4th and 5th verse, and then we'll pray. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Amen. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we're waiting on you tonight, Father. Our desire tonight, Lord, is Father, to truly hear from you, Father, and not hear the words of a man or feed on the words of a man, but, Lord, on the body word of the Son of Man, Father, that Lord, you sent a ministry to reveal to us, to hand to us, Father, to give us, Lord, an understanding, a revelation of, Father, give us authority, Lord, to use the word tonight, Father. We want a real and living word to feed on tonight, Father. Give us our daily bread, we pray. Anoint these lips of clay, Father, vessels, Lord Jesus. All we are, all of our notions, all our preconceptions, Father, our ideas, Father, we lay them down at your feet, Lord, that we might be able, Lord, to be hindered, Lord, in our ability to receive of your word, Father. Give revelation, Father. Your prophet said, Lord, that we ought to pray for revelation more than anything else, Father. What we have need of, more than revelation of this word. Grant it to us, Father. We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. We just feel good in atmosphere here tonight. Praise the Lord. Let's turn to John the 8th chapter and kind of bear with me tonight, if you would. I have a lot of reading and a lot of quotes, and we may, you know, maybe it'll start out a little slow, but we'll get there if you'll just bear with me. And I don't believe I'll keep you long tonight, but we're going to read in John 18, 14, and 16 at different times, so just kind of keep that area marked so we can get through it quickly. But John the 18th chapter first. And the 33rd verse, and I want to take this wonderful passage from the crucifixion of Jesus in the judgment hall of Pilate. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, Art thou the King of the Jews? Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." That's why Paul said, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers." Amen. Pilate therefore says unto him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." And Pilate says to him, "What is truth? What is truth?" And I think that's quite a question there for Pilate to ask. You know, what is truth? And it's the kind of a question I think that's been burning in the hearts of man for centuries and millennia, how a human heart is desiring and longing for something real and something true and, you know, something that would put a perspective on all of this chaos of life and bring a purpose for living and a purpose for creation and a reason for it all. Amen. A truth, a reality. Amen. An absolute is something that I believe the human mind craves. And I think it's such an irony here at this scene. Amen. That Pilate would ask such a question. What is truth? And it's a question that all the philosophers and all the kings and wise men and shamans and artists and everybody of history has had this question burning in their heart, and Pilate asking this question, "What is truth?" Amen. And there's truth standing right before him. Amen. And so blind to say, "What is truth?" Amen. And there's the way, the truth, and the life standing before him. The very truth. He's questioning the very truth that's standing there in his presence. Amen. And we know that Jesus is the truth. Amen. He told the disciples in John the 14th chapter, if we'll turn over there quickly. Amen. John the 14th chapter, he told them, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life." Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Isn't that wonderful? I am the way, the truth, and the life. What a statement. Amen. In the 14th chapter and verse 1 to 6. Amen. We're going to read here, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
Amen.
And whither I go, you know." Amen. And the way, you know.
Come on,
hallelujah.
Right.
He's saying, I'm going to prepare a place,
yeah,
and you know where I'm going.
Yeah.
Amen. And you know the way to get there.
Amen.
Amen. But watch Thomas here. This is my favorite disciple, Thomas.
Yes, yes.
Thomas says to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going.
That's right.
How can we know how to get there?
Right.
How do we know the way? We don't know where you're going. What are you talking about that we know the way?"
Right.
Jesus says, "I am the way. You know the way." Amen. "I'm the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Amen. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And here's Thomas wondering, well, you know, what's tomorrow going to hold? Or what's the future hold? How are we going to get to where we're going? Amen. What's the goal here? What's the finish line? Amen. What's the destination? And Jesus saying, don't worry about it. I'm going to prepare the place. I'm going to prepare the place for you to go. It's all waiting for you. Amen. It's all laid out. Amen. It's perfect. It's exactly what you desire. It's exactly what your heart is longing for. All of your hopes and dreams are going to come true. And you know the way. Amen. You know the way to come to that place. Amen. Not because of your intellect or because you've got a plan. Amen. Or you've got the 12 steps of righteousness to make it into heaven. Amen. But because you know me, Thomas. Amen. How long will you doubt, Thomas? Amen. When you know that I, the one standing before you, amen, amen, am God himself, amen, and all power is given unto me, amen, all they that hear my voice are mine, and no man shall pluck them out of my hand, amen. Amen. You know the way, amen, by knowing Christ. Amen. And that's the real truth of the matter and the real heart of Christianity, amen, tonight is not to know all the mysteries, amen, and not to have that five-step plan and the seminar and the counseling and all those tools to try to make a better path and make a better life, amen. But what Christianity is truly about, amen, is an encounter with the truth himself, amen. Because truth tonight is not a philosophy, and truth is not a religion or a creed, amen, or politics or doctrine, amen. But the truth is a person, amen, who speaks, amen, and sees, amen, and breathes, and you can touch him, amen. You can hear him. You can lay hold of truth tonight, amen. An absolute, a firm foundation, amen. A real experience with something real. Amen. Something of substance, if you can ever come into contact with the living Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The truth. If you have Christ, amen, you have truth. If you have religion, you have folly. Amen. You have pride. Amen. If you've got philosophy, you've got confusion. Amen. You've got a shaky place to stand. Amen. But if you have Christ, you have the truth. The truth. The way. The life. Amen. You found the secret. You're in the know, hallelujah, amen. If you can ever, amen, come to know Christ, isn't that wonderful? To know Him. He's the truth, and now that strips away all of your self-righteousness, strips away all your traditions and all your opinions and all your background and your history, amen, amen. The way that you were taught, amen. The way that you think, amen. It's all stripped away when you realize there is an absolute, amen. There is an absolute frame of reference, amen. There is a real truth, a real an absolute, amen. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful?
That's awesome.
Hallelujah. Now over to the 16th chapter and the 13th verse. Amen. He says, "Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come," Jesus talking, "now when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but what that shall he." Amen. And that's what the Holy Ghost will do in you.
Amen.
Not speak of yourself, your opinions, amen, your ideas, amen, but whatever he'll hear, amen, spiritually by revelation, that will he speak and show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Now, Brother Bram says in this 13th verse, "Howbeit when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth." When the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. What is truth? The Word. All right, what's the Word then? It's Christ. Amen. Now, for he shall speak, he shall not speak of himself, but what he hears, he'll speak. What he hears, he'll speak. In other words, he'll be the one that will reveal the thing.
Yes. Amen.
See? Not study.
That's right.
Amen. Not book smarts.
Come on.
Mm. Not effort.
That's
hallelujah.
Right. Come on,
but he'll be the one to reveal it.
Sure.
And then in the 4th chapter of Hebrews, the Bible says that the Word of God is sharper, more powerful than a two-edged sword, and a discerner of the thoughts of the mind, the heart. See, what he hears, he'll speak, and he will show you things to come. Who's going to do that? The Holy Spirit, who will come in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Right.
All right. Again, Brother Bram says, Jesus said, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in what? Spirit. And in truth." Amen. Truth. What is truth? He said, "I am the truth." And here he is tonight in our midst, being truth, the Spirit vindicating his presence. He's both Spirit and truth. Okay, so once again, I have to point out, amen, because a fundamentalist will take this chapter and see, he's the truth. It's the Bible, the King James, you know, the red letters, that's truth, is the sum total of these doctrines that we can interpret from the Word and go into the Greek translation, we know the truth because we know the letter of the word. Amen. Amen. Then the Pentecostals say, well, that's just a bunch of death. Amen. You know, if you could just get the Spirit one time, you know, you jump and shout and have such a life and scream and cry and speak in tongues and all these things. And that'd be, then you really got something when you've got the Spirit. Amen. But see, one has the Spirit without the truth and the other has the truth without the Spirit. Amen. But the only way to combine the two into a living body word, amen, is to have Christ Himself. It's to have Jesus Christ Himself, a revelation that this word is the revelation of Jesus Christ, and we'll take the Spirit of Jesus Christ on the inside to bring this word to life. Amen. Not religion. Amen. Not jumping, screaming, shouting. Amen. But the literal life of Jesus Christ tabernacled in this vessel. Amen. A real experience with Him because He is the truth. Amen. He is the truth. Amen. The woman says that's the truth. He says the man says that's the truth. Then that is truth. You have no right to doubt. Amen. Isn't he wonderful?
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Again in John 16 and skip down to the 25th verse now. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I will show you plainly of the Father.
Amen.
Isn't this wonderful? At that day you shall ask in my name. And I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you.
Preach, brother.
Amen. That'll run a Catholic around in circles. Amen. For the Father Himself loveth you, because you've loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, am come into the world again, and I leave the world and go to the Father. Isn't that something? I want to bring this out here, that Jesus Himself, that man of Galilee, amen, stands there and tells the disciples, I'm not even going to pray the Father for you. I'm not going to make the prayer of intercession.
Right.
Amen. That same prayer. See, you're not going to pray. It's not like you pray to this one, then he prays to this one.
Right.
And then, no, because the veil has been rent.
Yes.
Amen. And that direct connection to our Father has been restored. By adoption brings us back to the place, amen, where it's once again a son, amen, on the level of his Father. That's why we boldly come before his throne. Amen. Amen. Because we're not praying, amen, to some picture on the wall, amen, or some vision of a man walking on the shores of the desert, amen, in sandals, amen. But we have come into the ministry of reconciliation, amen, into a life, an indwelling, a transformation that has ushered us into the very presence of the truth, amen, the absolute, the King of glory, amen. And so we are standing in such oneness with Him, such perfect communion with our Father now, even now, amen. For now we are the children of God, amen. Isn't that, it's so wonderful. Amen. And he's saying, now, way back there in Galilee, I'm speaking in Proverbs, but there's coming a day.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
When I'll no longer speak in Proverbs, but I will show you plainly of the Father.
Thank you,
amen. I believe speaking of the ministry of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Right.
To bring a perfect revelation.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's Christ Himself.
Right.
Now, continuing on there, I want to take it all the way to the 31st verse. So 29, he says, his disciples said unto him, lo, now speakest thou plainly.
Amen.
And speakest no proverb. Are we sure that thou knowest all things?
Amen.
Amen. Now we know that we've come into contact with something true. Amen. When now we know, we're sure that thou knowest all things and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Jesus answered them, do you now believe? Amen. Do you now believe? Isn't that wonderful? In the message, do you now believe? Brother Branham said, I never even noticed that. Brother Branham says, Jesus answered him, do you now believe? Because that he knew what was going on, they recognized that his testimony was true. For God confirmed his testimony to be the truth. Talking about the Messiah sign now, knowing the intents of the heart, knowing their thoughts. Amen. That was God confirming his testimony to be true. Amen. See? Confirming the truth. Amen.
Yes.
By what? Knowing the thoughts of the heart. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's the way that we believe these things is a confirmation of truth. Now you say, what is truth? What is truth? And to bring this whole foundation that we're laying into one statement now. Brother Brown says, what is truth? Christ is truth.
That's right. Amen.
and Christ confirmed in a human life makes it truth. Christ confirmed in your life and my life. Amen. Oh my. Not not showing up to church and screaming and shouting and jumping around. Amen. That's all wonderful. Amen. Not sitting at home and having your Bible study and opening a devotion book or any of that, but knowing Christ.
Yes,
a real experience with Christ.
Amen.
Personally. That's amen. It. Powerfully. Amen. Oh my. That is truth. Then you've really come to something, amen, when you've got Christ confirmed in your human life.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. You might have works. Amen. You might have knowledge. Amen. You might be able to quote the Bible back and forth and know it all, you know, all these things, but you can't find truth outside of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit,
yes, sir,
which will manifest the life of Christ. When the life of Christ is confirmed in your life, you know you've come to truth.
Right.
Amen. Because, oh my, how do you know that, you know, Brother Brown said if anybody could talk you into these things, somebody could come and talk you right back out.
Right.
Amen. See, if it was by persuasion, if it was by philosophy or argumentation or intellectualism, if it was by any human power, amen, any human ability, amen, then we would be on shaky sand tonight. Amen. We would be on not a firm foundation. Amen. But when the life of Christ, amen, in our frailty, in our failure and in our weakness, when His strength is made perfect, amen, when His strength is manifested in our lives, amen, His power, His life, His nature, His thoughts, His revelation, amen. What is it? What have we come into contact with? The way, amen, the truth, the life, hallelujah, amen. See, oh, my religious systems have their doctrine and they have their philosophy and there's plenty of message doctrine floating around. It's all, it falls right into that same category of men's ideas and men's opinions and men's backgrounds and traditions and cults and creeds, amen, amen. But see, the bride, the real bride of Christ, what her truth, the truth that she has, the truth that she's preaching, the truth that she's living, it's vindicated. Amen. It's proved. It's confirmed to be truth. Amen. Because she has the manifested life of Jesus Christ. Amen. She's got a life in her, a power in her. Amen. When somebody does wrong, she's powerful to forgive. Amen. If somebody talks bad about her, she's powerful to do a work of kindness right back. Amen. Oh my. When somebody tries to force her into some man-made system, amen, to bow the knee to man's ideas, amen, she's powerful, amen, to stand up and say, no, I'm free from these things. I've been set free. The manifested life of Christ makes me free from religion, free from doctrine, amen, free from oppression and legalism, amen. She has the life, the truth, amen. It's, what has it done? It's set her alive. It's set her on fire. Amen. It's given her power over the enemy. Amen. Because she knows where she stands. Because she knows, amen, who is with her. Amen. It's a personal relationship. It's the simplicity of a personal relationship with God. Oh, hallelujah. Brother Branham says, now if we are those attributes of God, we cannot live by creeds.
That's right.
Amen. See, what we're coming to is that the truth is a person. You're not you're not that person. Amen. Tonight. So, creed, what is a creed? It's a man's idea, man's system, man's thought. Amen. We don't live by those things. Amen. You think, well, it doesn't really matter what the Bible says. You know, what the Word says. You know, God looks at our heart. And, you know, we're all trying our best and trying to be good people. You know, the Lord told Moses, he said, well, you take the blood, not from a goat. Amen. Not from a cow, not from a chicken. He said, take a lamb. It's got to be unblemished. It's got to be such and such a way. Amen. You take it. Amen. And then spread it on the mantle, not with a brush, not with a sponge, not with a rag, but with hyssop. Amen. It was, see, there's specific, amen, specific instructions set out in the Word of God. It's important. It's for a reason. It has great meaning. It has truth behind it.
Amen.
It's important. Amen. Amen. To live this Word. Amen. But see, Brother Bram says, we can't live it by creeds. We can't live by denominationalism.
Right.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Right.
We must live by the Word because the bride is a part of the bridegroom.
Yes.
Like any wife is a part of her husband, therefore we must be a Word bride.
Yes.
And what is that Word bride? She's the manifestation of this hour.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Recognize your day and its message. Amen.
Amen.
What's God doing today? Amen. What's it all about today? What for 2016? Amen. It's to produce a word bride. Amen. Not a new denomination, not a new creed, not a new tradition, but a word bride. That is the manifestation of this hour. That is what the Holy Ghost was poured upon our age, our day to produce, is a manifested word bride. To take this word, this letter word, which philosophers have poured at and theologians have stumbled at, amen, this word, and live it and breathe it and speak it in this day. Amen. That's our calling, is to produce this word. Amen. But it won't be by religion. It won't be by tradition or doctrine, but by life. By His life. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Amen. The bride, He says, not a creed or a denomination, but a living oracle of God. A living attribute. He's talking about you tonight. A living attribute of God, displaying to the world the attributes of God in the formation of the bride that's to be expressed in this hour that we're now living.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Don't you want to be a part of that? Amen. In that, doesn't something rise up in your heart and say, I want to be part of God's program this day? Amen. I want to recognize my day and its message. I want to get on board. Amen. I want to take up the baton and run for the Lord in what He's doing today. I don't want to live and worship some God of history or God of tradition or the God I learned in Sunday school. I want to know something real. I want to come into contact with somebody, amen, who can affect me and change me and prove to me that I've connected with something real. Amen. Oh my, that's what the baptism of the Holy Ghost will do today. It will usher you out of your past. Amen. Your past mistakes, your past traditions. It'll take you out of your Egypt. Amen. Wherever you were. Amen. And bring you into the promised land for today. The possession. Amen. Something that men, amen, women have longed for over the century, over history. Amen. The wise men and the apostles and the prophets longed for this day when the bride of Christ would be manifested. Amen. When the bride would come into view. Amen. When she would take the book from the hands of her kinsman redeemer, amen, and lift her hands in victory, amen, over this world, over this enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh my, I think about when the Lamb left the throne to come to take that book, amen, and John looked to see a Lamb and saw the Lion of Judah, our King, our kinsman, amen, our ruler. And he said when he came to take that book that held your rights and my rights, amen, he said that the elders brought forth, amen, vials, amen, and they poured out the prayers of the saints of centuries. Brother Branham said it was souls lying under the altar, amen, lying under a form of death. Amen. They'd come into the grave. Amen. They were waiting for the day when the work of redemption would be finished, when He would take the book and restore eternal life to the children. Amen. And in that day, in this day, amen, when the Lion came and took the book, all the vials, all the prayers of the saints of all ages were poured out, because now was the time when all of their hopes and all of their dreams, everything they held in faith in their hearts, amen, it's a faith they took to the mouth of the Lion, amen, to crosses of crucifixion, amen, burned at the stake, amen, going to that painful grave, amen, in faith that in this day, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, amen, would come out from the throne and take that book. Hallelujah. And all their prayers that have been bottled up for the centuries and for the years, in your day, in my day, they were poured out. Amen. Because now there's somebody who's come who was worthy to take the book, to open the seals. Amen. And call forth His predestinated, perfect will, beloved bride. Amen. And you're a part of that. And I'm a part of that tonight. That's truth. That's purpose. That's something worth living for. Hallelujah. Something worth dying for is this message of our day. That the book has been restored. Hallelujah. Our rights, amen, have been redeemed. Hallelujah. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. Hallelujah. It's mine, mine, mine. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That comes Amen. That doesn't come by religion. It doesn't come by education. Whoo, hallelujah. That'll only come by revelation. Amen. To realize how much grace we're under. How it's all grace from beginning to end.
Right.
Revelation is utterly a work of grace.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Amen. It's by faith, and faith is a gift of God. I believe preached on that here one time.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It's utterly grace.
Yes,
what God has revealed to you and I tonight, it's utterly grace. You didn't have a clue. Amen. You weren't even looking for it.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's why we've got to stay humble.
Yeah.
That's why we got to stay. Now let's bring it down to home. Amen. Watch this attitude now. Brother Branham says. Now he says, remember, this is a prophet now. But watch the attitude. He said, now remember, especially these ministers over here, I may be way out of line on these things, and if I am, I'm ignorantly out of line. This is his genuine attitude. Amen. He says, if I'm out of line, I'm ignorantly out of line. I don't know any different. He says, the only thing that I know of by the scriptures comes to me directly by revelation. He says, I don't know too much about the word, the book. Woo! I just know the author real well.
Amen.
The one who wrote it, the Holy Spirit. Isn't that something? That just goes against what we think we ought to be. Doesn't it? It goes against what you think you ought to be, you know, one of those message theologians and with all quote books and rattle off all those things. You know, that's wonderful to have a love for this message and want to study this message. Amen. I believe in that. I agree with that. Amen. But see, that's not it. Amen. You're depending on him for a revelation of it. Amen. Now, Brother Bram says, let me get into what is truth. He's praying here. He says, let me get into what is truth. And Father, I know thy word is truth. I'm trying to stay on that word. I've been interbred, Lord, back yonder and by breedings down through my generations till I know my mind is muddled. Amen. This is a prophet now. Amen. But see, he's recognizing his frailty as a human, his inability to find that truth, to live that truth. Amen. He was unable. You're definitely unable. Amen. I'm definitely unable. Amen. We can't do it in ourselves. Amen. We never could have come as far as we've come. Amen. Under our own ability. Amen. He says, I know my mind is muddled, but he says, yet I can look down here and see the word, and I know its truth. I long to be there, Lord. I'm holding on to that anchor yonder in the rock. The storms are tossing me up and down and around, but my anchor holds. It's in Christ and his word. I believe your word is the truth. Amen. See, he's not believing in his understanding of the King James Bible.
Right?
And if you're sitting here tonight and you're believing with all your heart your interpretation of the message, amen, then your anchor's not going to hold. Amen. But see, he's not believing in this Bible necessarily, but in the Word.
Yes.
Him, the Word, Christ. Amen. That's who he's believing in, is this one that he knows personally. Amen. This Holy Ghost in him. Amen. That's who he's believing in.
Amen.
And all the revelation and all the interpretation and all the power, all the ability, all the overcoming comes through the channel, amen, of his grace.
Yes.
Amen. By the revelation of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We need more of that kind of a spirit. We need more of that kind of an attitude. Amen. That humility, because see, that's the same humility that allowed him to receive revelation. Amen. Can't quote the scripture off the top of my head, but you know that the Bible says that, paraphrasing that, you know, if you're proud, God can't deal with you. Can't deal with your pride, but the more that you can humble yourself, say, God, I don't know. God, I don't understand. Search me, Lord. Search me, Lord. What if I'm wrong, Lord? Amen. Correct me, Lord.
Yes.
Amen. I'm humble, Lord, before you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. That kind of a humility is what will allow, it's what allows you to receive the truth.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Right. See, now what if Brother Branham had tried to deliver this message based on his understanding of the word?
Right.
Amen. He thought the fourth horse rider was Christ.
Right.
Amen. He was off because of what he'd studied, because of the humanity that he'd leaned upon, that he had put his faith in. Amen. He was wrong. Amen. But see, because of his humility, he could be corrected and he could deliver Deliver the revelation faithfully to what the Word says. Amen. I believe that. So what if he had come under the power of his own humanity and never would have stood up? Never would have passed the test. Just like, see, now here we come back to Jesus now in Pilate's hall.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And if Jesus had stood there in his humanity, amen, on the basis of his humanity, amen, he never would have passed the trial.
Right.
Now think of it. Here's the Word being put on trial, but he's already vindicated. He's already been proved, and yet they're trying to put him on trial.
Amen.
He's already proved. Amen. He already proved. He already said, I and my Father are one. He already stood on Mount Transfiguration, lifted up in glory. Amen. Confirmed in the river. Amen. In the presence of all the disciples. Amen. He was glorified. All vindicated. Amen. Many times over, he was vindicated to be the Word, the truth, the Son of God, the Messiah. Amen. It was proved who he was, and yet they've got him on trial. And amen. And he's not standing there today, you know, based on his works, you know, based on his humanity necessarily, but on the basis of who he was, because he was the Word. Amen. See, what I'm trying to say is the deeds and creeds of a man will never stand up to the trial of this world. Amen. But if you've got the Word, it's already vindicated. Amen. It's already been proved. Amen. So it will stand the trial. Amen. People trying to put the Word on trial today, criticize this message, come against these things and criticize, you know, decades later. Amen. But see, this Word's already been vindicated. We're preaching a vindicated Word tonight. Amen. See, it was vindicated when Brother Branham stood in a conference with hundreds of denominational ministers. He said, come up here with your Bible, amen, and show me what I'm teaching is wrong. Amen. And oh my, it was like, he said, you could have heard a pin drop. Amen. Amen. See, it's already vindicated. Amen. It's already vindicated. Just like, oh my, but see, why couldn't they receive it when they couldn't even take their Bible and prove him to be wrong? Amen. Nobody could rise to the challenge, but yet because of the comfort, amen, and the security and the familiarity of their traditions and their creeds and their church systems, they could not accept him to be the truth. Because where are those ministers today, amen, that couldn't stand there and correct him on the Word? Amen. Where are they? Amen. They're not sitting in message pulpits. Amen. They're not sitting in message pews tonight. Amen. But they rejected the Word based on, you see, they can't say anything against it to its face. And then you get them, you know, as soon as they leave the place. Well, you know, just fanaticism. Amen. Just a cult. Amen. Some man trying to make something of himself. Amen. But that Word that he was preaching was vindicated.
Yes,
signs. Amen. Wonders. Amen. Confirmation of the Scriptures. What do you want? Amen. What more proof do you want? Amen. When hospitals were emptied out. Amen. And truckloads of crutches and wheelchairs and things were hauled out of the places where this Word was preached. It's been vindicated. It's been vindicated. But because of their familiar ideas, trying to make this personal to us tonight.
Yes,
because of familiar ideas, because of traditions, because of pre-existing mindset, and they could not see the truth.
Amen.
They could not receive the truth because they were clinging to a creed. And the travesty, the great deception of this day is that message people think they are immune to that kind of a spirit just because they're traditional. Amen. But you're not immune tonight. In fact, you are Satan's target with that self-righteous spirit. Amen. To get you so wrapped up in your own ideas and your own opinions and your own thoughts, your interpretation, till Christ himself can't come in a man to a pulpit and correct you and tell you any different. Amen. See, but if your security is in your creed and your one-man denomination, you're going to fall like the rest of them. Amen. But if you humble yourself and say, Lord, I want to know the reality of your Word. There's no security in the name Message or the name William Hanna or in the name of any man, but there's one name given under heaven whereby men may be saved. It is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. It was his life, amen, that was vindicated. That proved itself to be the truth. Amen. When the prophet stood in front of 17, the representatives of 17 different religions, and he took a blind man, and that had gone, he was a sun worshiper and lost his eyesight, staring at that sun, and he took that blind man. Amen. He said, any of your gods, amen, 17 different religions, any of you, come on,
here in the name of your God and give this man his sight. Amen. I'm talking about a life, a power that's been vindicated in our day. Amen. Not one of them could do it, but it was in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the truth for this day. Amen. That living Lord Jesus could give the man his sight, just like you had gone blind worshiping your traditions, worshiping your old creeds and your old ideas. Amen. Why would you go back to that Egypt when the word, the truth, the life, Jesus Christ has come in the form of this message, amen, and given you back sight? How could you turn back? Amen. How could you have such pride to bring your little Egyptian idols into the presence of God, into the tabernacle of His glory, His presence, His parousia, amen, His dwelling with us, amen. Christ Himself has come in His Word to set us free from those things. Don't miss it because, well, this is the way I've always looked at it. Well, that's the way I was taught. Well, that ain't the way we used to preach it.
Come on now.
Amen. Oh, my. Oh, God forbid. God forbid. It's dangerous in this time. Amen. To lift yourself up in pride like that.
Amen.
Say, well, my opinion. Amen. Just like we read last time. Be not many teachers. Amen. For they receive the greater condemnation. Amen. You better really know that your commission of God before you go spreading your doctrine out here, your message out here. Amen. Because you're not the messenger of this hour in your flesh. Amen. Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
So see, it's not up to us to prove this truth.
Come on now.
Through reasoning, through debate, amen, through getting in a fight with somebody. Amen. No. Amen. It's not up to us to prove it. It's already vindicated. The word's on trial, but just be like Jesus and don't say a word. You don't have to say anything. Amen. How can they try you when you've already vindicated yourself? Amen. When you've already been vindicated, it's already been proved. The word has already come and identified you.
Amen.
Show it, told who you are. Amen. That's all there is to it. That's what we're resting on. Amen. See, that's what it is. Not reasoning, not debate, not proof, not works, not religion. Rest.
Amen.
Rest in the life of the truth Himself.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. Now, watch this now. See, this is where we lose our rest, is when we get the wrong idea of what truth is. If Christ is the truth, then the truth is what the truth does. Does that make sense tonight? You with me tonight? Now, I shouldn't say it this way, but not so much what the truth says, but what the truth is. Amen.
Amen. Sure.
Amen. Is just as important as what the truth. What the truth does is just as important as what the truth says.
Right.
See, you think you've got truth in your opinions, but anything outside of this word will bring bondage.
Right.
Amen. The Bible says, do not add to the word. Do not take away from the word. Amen. So anything extra is, it's not only redundant, it's dangerous. Amen. You know, because, but think about this, and I think we're all guilty. You know, we, and I know I'm slowing down here, but I really want us to think about this. So it's all right if it's not jumping, shouting, screaming for a little while here. See, because we get in the attitude, well, you know, my opinion. And you think you know what's true, what's right, you know, what's good. And you think you know all these things. Amen. But we get the attitude about us. Here's where I'm going. Well, yeah, I believe the Bible. Yeah, I believe the message. And then I also have these opinions. Okay? But see, if it was important, if it was necessary, if it was beneficial whatsoever, it would already be in the Word. That's what I believe. Amen. And if it's anything outside the word, no matter how good it sounds, no matter how wise it sounds, amen, no matter how long you've believed, like that means anything, amen. Oh man. You know, it seems like you give an opinion 100 years and then it's a religion. You know, but see, anything outside of this revealed word is bondage.
Right.
We believe.
Yeah,
will you agree with me on that? Yeah. Amen. But see, so, but we just, something about humans, we're so religious. And we love law. It's so ironic how we love law. Amen. And we're always trying to add a little something or twist a little something.
Right.
Amen. But it's just take it exactly as it's been given.
Right.
And that's it.
Right.
That's all you need. Don't add anything to it.
Exactly.
See, and let me give you an example now. When the Pharisees, amen, brought the adulteress to Christ, to Jesus. Amen. They brought her into his presence. You know the story. Amen. They wanted to stone her. Jesus said, "He who is without sin, cast the first stone." Now, by their religion, by their doctrine, amen, by their law, amen, they were doing what was exactly right. It was exactly right what they were doing. And they knew, oh my, that's why they brought her to Jesus saying, "Well, I dare you, I defy you," amen, to say something different from what Moses said. She's got to be stoned. Amen.
Right.
See, doctrine said she was guilty, and truth said she was forgiven.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So what, oh my, what was more important to that woman in her sin and in her failure and in her weakness, amen, was not the doctrine that she needed in that time, but the truth. The truth that said she was forgiven in spite of her transgression. Oh my, it brings me back to what Brother Branham had in his meetings, and he had a young lady, and she was a recent convert, and she was playing the piano for his meetings, and she was wearing a skirt that was really up high, and some of those holiness brothers took Brother Branham's side, and they just laid into him, how could you have this woman here, and she's in front of all these people, and she's immodestly dressed and everything, amen, and Brother Branham, what did Brother Branham said? I like her spirit. Said, I like her spirit. See, doctrine saw reproach, and truth saw potential. Oh my, if we could just ever come in contact with the truth, it'll change the way you think about people. It'll change the way you think about yourself. But see, what do we get so religious? We get so caught up in our opinions till we can't agree with nobody. Got to criticize everybody. You know, the spirit gets on a man sometimes where it just seems like all he can ever do is just talk bad about the sisters and come down hard against them and strike against them and criticize and they just can't dress right to make him happy and always meddling and always got to get in their little dig and that kind of a spirit gets on a man. I believe there's a line. Amen. I'm not going to say where the line is, but I believe there's a line where it stops being immodesty on the part of the woman, and then you got a lust problem on the part of the man. Amen. Isn't that the truth? I don't know where the line is. Amen. But somewhere between a burqa and a bikini is a line. Amen. And a lot of times that gets crossed. Amen. And you get that it's a Pharisaical spirit. Amen. To where nobody can live right by your opinion, by your doctrine. No grace for anybody. Amen. No seeing anybody's potential. No spirit of grace to help somebody grow. Amen. It's wrong. Amen. It's wrong. When you get that kind of a self-righteous spirit on you, you are the one in need of repentance.
Amen.
You're the one in need of deliverance.
Right.
Amen. Isn't that the truth?
Amen.
Isn't that the truth? Adding to the word. Adding to the word. Just like, I don't know, I might get into trouble with this. Let me give you an example. All right. I think you'll be all right with this, Brother Andrew. Amen. But you know, just like kind of an idea, this is the tamest example I know to think. But you know, there's a lot of people that they just can't hear a sermon preached off an iPad. Right? I don't use one tonight, so don't. If you're that kind of person, don't get mad at me. Amen. And I've spoken to these kind of people. And they just, you know, that they'll just be so grieved in their spirit that a preacher would come up with a tablet or something to preach off of that instead of paper or the Bible or whatever. Amen. And you know, they've got, you talk to somebody like that, it doesn't just come. Right? They got reasons. And you start talking to them and they say, "Well, brother, you know, the thing is, it just, you know, there's nothing sacred about that. You know, about that iPad. There's nothing sacred about those electronics." You say, "You know, I like a Bible and real leather covered Bible. Because you know why? Because that means something died to give me that Bible, you know, to bring me that word." And oh my, you know, they got the analogies. They got the metaphors. You know, they got all those nice little thoughts to go along with their opinion, to back up their opinion. And you tell they really thought about this a while. Because you know, it was the first time they came in church, said, "Hey, he's preaching off an iPad. I don't like that." And then they just go in their mind and say, "Well, what can I come up with? You know, how can I, you know, what can I say?" You know, that's the same kind of, and they got all the metaphors, all the analogies, all the nice little stories, nice little thoughts. They got a real nice idea. You know, they got a real nice opinion. They're only missing one thing. Scripture. Amen? Amen? Scripture.
Yes.
Amen. And so what they do is they'll put a minister in bondage where he's not free to preach the word in the way that's convenient for him. And then, and you know what? It'll put them in bondage because they can't receive anything from that man anymore. Amen. You know, and so ministry is so much about just having to put up with those petty things just to reach the people, you know. That's why as a minister, you really have to give up your rights. Amen. If you really want to do something for the Lord, you have to, sometimes you have to put up with silly things like that. Amen. Absolutely. Amen. I appreciate preaching at a free church tonight. Yes, praise the Lord. But see what I'm saying? It's adding to the word. Amen. That same kind of person, you know, 500 or 600 years ago, yep. Gutenberg guy. He's out here, he's just printing Bibles out left and right, yeah. Just willy-nilly. And look at that. I mean, there's ink smears. There's all these things. There's nothing sacred about that now the way we used to do it. Amen. The way I think it should be, you know, some scribe should sit in a monastery somewhere and just letter in every block and copy every bit. And then he makes one typo, he's got to throw it away. And that's much better because, you know, some real effort and real labor and real zeal went into making that Bible. And this Gutenberg guy, and meanwhile, Gutenberg's just printing it out as fast as he can, trying to get the word to the people. Amen. Trying to get the word out there any way that works, the best way that he can, get the word to the people. Amen. Doing God a service in his day. And meanwhile, you know, the traditional ones are missing the whole program.
Sure.
I hope that was an okay example tonight. Amen. But see, you find what it is, a legalist. They have the truth. They don't have the way.
Right.
See, they don't have the way. They don't have the grace to bring somebody out of the condition they're in and bring them up higher. Lift them up higher. Do that ministry of reconciliation.
Right.
They can't
Amen.
Do it because they're in legalism. They've got the truth, but not the way.
Amen.
They're the truth, not the way. Now, a liberal, they've got the truth. They say, well, I can tell you about this Bible. You know, it's all right for me to do this and say this and watch this and read that. You know, and you can't tell me I don't have a right to do it. Amen. They got the truth. They don't have the life. They don't have the life. They just can't. You know, they're not manifesting, amen, what they're meant to manifest in this day. You see, they're missing the whole thing because they're missing the person, Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost. He's the way. He's the truth.
Right.
He's the life.
Amen.
Amen. And it's the truth will set us free. The truth will set you free. The truth, the message of the hour has come to set you free.
Amen.
Not put you into a new tradition, into a new bondage, into a new land of toil and labor, but a promised land, a free land. Amen.
Amen.
But everything else is bondage. So I wonder if somebody tonight could be humble and say, Lord, I'm humble enough tonight to say, I'm humbling myself to say, Lord, search me.
Amen.
Search me. Try my opinions. Try my ideas. You know, that man came and that minister came and I didn't like his delivery and I didn't like his attitude or I knew about something in his life and I couldn't receive what he was saying. But Lord, let me go back to that time. And Lord, let me take it earnestly and say, Lord, if you're trying to speak to me through whatever avenue, Lord,
Amen.
Through whatever vessel,
right.
Lord, through any way that you're trying to reach me, Lord, let me be humble to hear you.
Amen.
Let me be humble to say, Lord, correct me. Try me. Search me. Purge me, Lord.
Amen.
Take everything of this world out. I want to have your word and your word alone.
Amen.
Amen. I want to live your word. I want to come into contact with truth tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Be sure that the truth that you're holding in is free from the ideas of man tonight.
Amen.
Any one little bit of leaven spoils the whole lump. Amen. We gotta check ourselves. Now's the time to check ourselves. Amen. We want to be rapture ready, my brother, my sister. Rapture ready. We want to cut off all those weights holding us down. Amen. You know, I gotta make sure that the truth I'm holding to tonight is free from the ideas of Ray Erickson.
Amen.
Amen. You gotta make sure it's not Andrew Caressel you're holding on to tonight. Amen. Or any of these old timer men, you know, there's so much history. There's so much tradition. There's so much background. It can be a bondage to
That's
you.
Right.
It can hold you back. It can keep you from coming into your promised land.
Amen.
Lay it all aside. Say, Lord, a blank slate. Lord, a square one. Lord, don't let me take anything for granted. But Lord, show me, reveal to me your truth.
Amen.
Your truth.
Thank you, Father. Yes.
Hallelujah. Brother Branham said, you know, he's the truth. You'll only come to it by knowing him, by having him. Amen. Yeah. He's the one. Brother Brown said, in closing on this quote, he says, there's so many infallible proofs that Jesus is the place. He is the gate. He's the name. The only provided way that God has for men to meet and worship. He's the way, the truth, the life, the gate, the door, the Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the ending. Rose of Sharon, Lily of the Valley, the Morning Star, the Alpha, Omega. He's the whole thing put together. He's both root and offspring of David.
Amen.
Amen. The Bright and Morning Star. In Him dwells the fullest of the Godhead.
Thank you, Lord.
In there are sons and daughters to God. God's Godhead.
Amen.
Yes, as sons and daughters, we're in the family if you're in there. If you're in where? In the message?
Come on, brother, preach.
No. If you're in Him.
Amen.
In Him.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. I hate to say it this way, but there are many people in this message, amen, that won't be in that place.
That's right.
Amen. Isn't that a shame?
Amen.
The world's full, this country's full of dead message churches. Preaching a God that did something 50 years ago. No life today. Amen. No Jesus Christ the same today. No idea of a bride who's the manifestation of this hour. Amen. It's not God sent a prophet. Amen. Today, it's God sent a bride. God's preparing a bride. Amen. She's word of His word. Amen. She is free from the ideas of man. She's washed from all those old opinions and all those old dogmas and all that old religion. It's all been cleansed out of her. She's being dressed, amen, in His righteousness, His word, His truth, His life. Amen. That's what we want today. Let this be a church, amen, where the life of Christ is being manifested. Amen. Oh my. Not holding on to, some old sermon from 1963, 1965, or some of those things, but bring those things and make them live today. That's what they were sent for.
Amen.
It's to produce a bride today, 2016. God's got something going on tonight. Amen. Don't miss it for the pettiness of your opinion. Amen. Amen. I'm done tonight. Hallelujah. I trust that's a blessing tonight. I trust it's a challenge. It challenges me every day to say, Lord, if I don't see it quite right, Lord, if I'm missing it just because I got a disagreement with that brother or because I don't approve of that sister, whatever it is, Lord, take that away. Oh God, let me know You. Let's stand and pray. Heavenly Father, Your word is true. Lord, and we know we can't even rely on our human intelligence, Father, to understand it.
Hallelujah, Lord.
But we're totally dependent on revelation tonight. And it'll only come, Father, through the avenue of Your Holy Ghost within us.
Thank You, Lord. Yes.
We thank You, Lord, that we've had a real experience with that Holy Ghost. Lord, and not just the rain, Lord, not just the experience in our flesh of it, Father, but the reality of the voice of that sign, Father, the truth behind it, the person behind it who walks with us and talks with us.
Thank You, Lord Jesus.
Thank You, Lord, for being a personal God. Oh, a kinsman redeemer, a relation, a husband to us, Father. Continue, Lord, to lead us. And I pray, Father, You would search our hearts just now. Look down in there, Father, and take out all the humanity, Father. Take out all the tradition, all those man-made framework that our lives and our thoughts and our minds are built upon. Tear it all down, Father, and build a house of Your stones of revelation, Father. Build us up strong and steady on a foundation of faith, of revelation, Lord. Oh, Father, we're just babes, Father, willing to learn. We humble ourselves best we know how before You today, tonight, Father. Speak to us, Lord. Live with us, Father. Bring us up higher, I pray. We want to know You in Your fullness, for You are the way, the truth, and the life. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in Your name we pray, Father, as we turn this service over, Lord. Bless these people. Bless this church, Father. We see the life on display, Father. May it continue to grow, Lord, into the very manifestation of this hour, the bride of Jesus Christ. Bless this local chapter. Bless their pastor, Father. Give him wisdom and grace and patience to lead the people as You anoint him, Father.
Oh, we love you, Lord, for you're good to us. You've blessed us, Father. Testimony after testimony of how, Lord, we've experienced a real and living God in this day. We love you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Jesus is all I need. Amen. That's more true now than ever. Oh, He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. Come on, Brother Andrew.
Worship Him now.
Oh, Jesus is all I need.
He's all I need. He's all I need.
He is all I need. He's all I need. Oh, Jesus.
Prayer, hallelujah. He answers. plays it again. If you'd like, if there's a need in the house of God tonight, would you like to come forward for prayer? Hallelujah. I believe he answers prayer again tonight. God bless you, brothers. Don't be ashamed now. If you have a need, children are good to lead the way, aren't they? God needed an army to defeat the Philistines one time, and he got him a little David to do it. Praise the Lord, it worked. So, does anybody else have a need tonight? Is this it? Well, Nathan, would you come on up? We'll pray with these. Thank you.
Give him praise now. Lord, you're so good. Thank you for hearing my prayers tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to me. Glory to God.
Oh, God. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me.
Let's sing, I love him so.
And I love him so.
All together now.
Oh, I love him so. I love him so. He's so good to me.
Praise God tonight. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many appreciates the Lord tonight? How many's heard his voice? He is the truth. He is the way. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many's grateful for Brother Nathan coming and speaking for us tonight? Praise the Lord. God bless him. God bless him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Father. Thank you for the word, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord Jesus. Well, I believe it's been good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. I don't have a whole lot to add to that. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And it just shows you over and over and over again, brother, sister. And I don't say it's to exalt me or him, but the Lord's definitely trying to get something across to us. Yeah. That with him, we can do all things.
Amen.
But without him,
nothing.
You can't do nothing. You're just wasting your time. So, Lord, I just want to be all in.
Yeah. Amen.
Got an expression, either all in or all out. Lord, let me throw my whole heart into it, my whole soul, my effort into serving you, Lord, and getting ready to go home. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Well, I believe every promise is ours tonight, and I feel like praising the Lord. Just a little while, we'll be dismissed here. You all know that. Every promise in the book is mine. How many wants to praise the Lord just a little bit before we get going? Amen. We'll sing this. I'll let you be dismissed. Remember, as Dad said, this Saturday, I almost forgot, so I better keep reminding everybody. We got some communion this Saturday, 6 o'clock. And haven't had it in a while. Isn't that right, Brother Roy? It's been too long. But it's all worked out. We're going to have communion. We'll try to get on somewhat of a schedule here again. If you didn't see it, what was in the corner there? We got prayer coming up next month. Don't you schedule nothing on that day. You know better. Hallelujah. See some of y'all, oh man, I get that planner back out, scratch that off. That's right, we come to prayer because, as Jesus said, my house should be called a house of prayer among all nations. Amen. Amen. And where else would you rather be, Christian friend, but the presence of the Lord? Amen. So let's sing this tonight as we get going. God bless you, saints.
Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every
grateful, Lord.
Every promise in the book is mine.